USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed 10 executive orders to combat the coronavirus pandemic, including a mandate that masks be worn in airports and on many planes, trains, and buses. Regarding COVID, Biden saying the worst is yet to come.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this.
Also talking coronavirus on Thursday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says he believes things could get back to normal sometime later this year.
I believe by the time we get to the fall, we will be approaching a degree of normality. It's not going to be perfectly normal, but one that I think will take a lot of pressure off the American public.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 12 points Thursday to finish at 31,176. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating Chuck Schumer for becoming the first Jewish minority leader.
As this self-described kid from Brooklyn and son of an exterminator and a housewife became the first Jewish member of Congress to lead either chamber, an historic milestone.
The Kentucky Republican warning Schumer not to get rid of the legislative filibuster. And the new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his Republican colleagues to cooperate and help confirm key Biden cabinet officials as soon as possible.
Even as power changes hands from one administration to the other, the work of keeping our nation safe must not be paused or be disrupted.
Facebook is handing its indefinite suspension of former President Trump's account over to an independent oversight board. Facebook saying the board has final say on the most difficult content decisions Facebook makes. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The woman accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol Hill riot is under house arrest. A court released 22-year-old Riley Williams into the custody of her mother. She will be monitored by a GPS device. The FBI is still investigating a claim Williams intended to sell the computer to Russian intelligence. The Pennsylvania woman's attorney said many of the allegations against her were overstated by an abusive ex-boyfriend. The attorney also saying the ex-boyfriend is the reason she chose to shut down her social media accounts. In the NFC Championship game set for Lambeau Field Sunday afternoon just after 1:05 Mountain Time, the Green Bay Packers will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman says Tom Brady will be ready to play in the cold.
Even though Tom Brady's talked about his blood thinning as he's been in Tampa Bay for so long now, he knows what this is all about, having spent all those years in New England. I don't expect the weather to be a factor for him. And I really don't for Tampa Bay either. I think it's really more of a mindset once you get out there and get acclimated to it.
Right.
But this is a really good Packers team, so I think it's going to be a challenge to be able to go in there and be able to come out with a victory.
In the second game, the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Buffalo Bills. Temperatures expected to be in the mid-40s at Arrowhead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.